I welcome you all heartfeltly on this second day of this Feast of Tabernacles 2025. And I would like to talk to you today about a topic that many of us have already experienced or will experience: moving home. At first glance, it may seem like a purely practical matter, but when we take a closer look, we discover profound spiritual parallels that can help us better understand our journey of faith. Moving is more than just transporting furniture, clothes, and belongings from one place to another. It is a process of change, letting go, and starting over. It confronts us with our habits, our attachments, and our willingness to change. Moving is one of the most stressful experiences in life. Psychologists often rank it among the topmost stressful events. Of course, it depends on whether you want to move or you have to. But even if it was your own decision, it can still be a big challenge. Making lists, packing boxes, canceling contracts, signing new ones. The sheer volume of tasks can be overwhelming. It is often only when we start packing that we realize how many things we have accumulated over the years. Suddenly, we are faced with mountains of objects and ask ourselves, do I really need this? What am I going to do with it? Moving can also bring uncertainty. What will the new neighborhood be like? Will we be able to settle in? Will the children find new friends? These fears are natural and understandable because people find security in familiarity. Not to mention the financial aspects: deposits, moving costs, possible renovations, new furnishings. Moving can put a significant strain on the budget and cause additional stress. But since this is nothing new under the sun, let's look at some examples from the Bible. It is full of examples of people who had to move or were called to leave their homes. Perhaps the best known example is Abraham. The Lord said to Abraham, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you." That was Genesis 12, verse 1. Imagine how Abraham must have felt. He was already 75 years old and had an established life in Haran, possessions, relationships. But God called him to a radical move, not only geographically, but also spiritually. Abraham had to change not only his place of residence, but also his entire worldview. He left a polytheistic culture to follow the one true God. What can we learn from Abraham? He obeyed, even though he did not know where the journey would lead him. He trusted God's guidance more than his own understanding. Hebrews 11, verse 8 says, "By faith, Abraham, when called to God, to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going." The people of Israel experienced what was perhaps the longest moving home in history, spending 40 years in the desert. After their liberation from Egypt, they could have reached the promised land soon. Instead, they spent 4 decades constantly moving from campsite to campsite. Mm-hmm. Why? Because the spies gave a bad report about the land and the people sinned. And because they had to learn to trust God completely. Every day they received manna for that day, except on the day of preparation when they received manna also for the Sabbath. They could not stockpile supplies or find security in material things. The constant moving taught them, and the that their true security lay in God, not in a permanent place of residence or earthly possessions. The Israelites often grumbled about the inconveniences of desert life. They longed for pots of meat of Egypt. How often do we feel the same way? When changes are imminent, do we romanticize the past and forget the problems we had at that time? Jesus owned at least one house, but during his ministry, he traveled around a lot. He said in Matthew 8, verse 20, "Foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." Jesus lived a life of constant movement. He was not tied to one place, but followed the will of the Father wherever it led him. And the first Christians experienced forced relocation due to persecution. Acts 8, verse 1 says, "On that day, a great persecution broke out against the church in Jerusalem, and all except the apostles were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria." What began as a tragedy became God's tool for spreading the gospel. Wherever the scattered Christians went, they brought the good news with them. Those who had been scattered preached the word wherever they went. When we are called by God, we experience perhaps the most radical move in our lives. It is not just a change of residence, but a complete transformation of our hearts and minds. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here." This spiritual move means that we must come out of the thought patterns and behaviors of this world. Jesus prayed for his disciples in John 17, verse 16, "They are not of the world, even as I am not of it." We still live in the world, but we should no longer be part of it. Just as with a physical move, we also need to declutter when moving spiritually. We need to ask ourselves, what fits in my new life as a Christian? What must be left behind? Many of us know this from moving home. We open cupboards and drawers and are surprised at how much unnecessary stuff we have accumulated. It is the same with our spiritual life. When God calls us, we must take an honest look. What habits, attitudes, relationships, or activities prevent us from following Him wholeheartedly? This can be painful. Sometimes we cling to things that are not good for us simply because they are familiar, like the collector who cannot part with his possessions, even though they only take up space. We sometimes hold on to spiritual clutter. Sometimes spiritual decluttering requires drastic measures. Jesus said in Mark 9, verse 47, "And if your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into hell." Of course, he did not mean this literally, but he emphasized the firm determination that is sometimes necessary. Perhaps we need to separate ourselves from friends, so-called friends, who pull us away from our faith. Perhaps we need to rethink how we spend our free time and reorder our priorities. But we definitely need to break bad habits. It's like a complete house cleaning of the spirit. The Feast of Tabernacles, which we celebrate every year, is a wonderful image of a temporary physical but also spiritual moving home. For about a week, we leave our familiar four walls and live in simple huts or hotels at the feast site. We literally come out of our familiar environment. This time reminds us that we are pilgrims in this world, just like the Israelites in their tents in the desert, dependent on God's provision. Our true home is not in this world. The feast gives us a foretaste of the world to come. When we come together, listen to God's word, fellowship, and leave behind the physical worries of everyday life, we experience a small taste of the millennium. But it is only temporary. After about 8 days, or a little more, we return to our everyday lives. The bills are waiting, the problems we left behind have not disappeared, and if they have, new ones are waiting. The challenges remain. The feast reminds us that we have not yet reached our goal, but it gives us hope and strength for the journey ahead. As true Christians, we have a deep longing to move home to our destination, the coming of the kingdom of God on earth. We pray daily, "Your kingdom come." This is our greatest desire, our sustaining hope. The millennium will not be a short-lived move like the Feast of Tabernacles. It heralds a permanent, radical change in the world. Isaiah prophesied in Isaiah 11, verse 9, "They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." This ultimate move, if you will change everything. Government systems, the economy, the environment, interpersonal relationships. Everything will be reorganized according to God's plan. It will not just be a reform, but a complete transformation. Imagine no wars, no injustice or disease, environmental destruction, etc. Satan will be bound and Christ will reign with his saints, you and me. This will be the greatest move in human history, a move from a world of sin and suffering to a world of justice and peace. But this ultimate move will not happen automatically. We must prepare for Christ's return or even hasten it. We must work daily on our character, learn and obey God's laws, and deepen our relationship with Him. We must become and remain ready. A physical moving home teaches us something about letting go. In John 12:25, it says, "Anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life." Like Abraham, we must learn to trust God even when we cannot see where He is leading us. Every move, whether physical or spiritual, requires a leap of faith. We must believe that God has a better plan for us than we could ever devise for ourselves. Moving shows us how important community is. When we move to a new place, we don't automatically have new connections with people we get along with. That's why our spiritual community is important. The church is our spiritual home, our anchor in a world that is changing for the worse. Moving is never easy, but it can teach us a valuable lesson. It shows our dependence on material things, teaches us to let go, confronts us with our fears, and opens up new possibilities. Even more important is the spiritual move, if you will, that God calls each of us to make. Like Abraham, we must be willing to leave the old behind and follow God's will, God's call, even if we do not know exactly how He will lead us to our destination. Every year, the Feast of Tabernacles reminds us that we are only pilgrims on the way to our true home, the kingdom of God. Until then, we help each other in both physical and spiritual moving. We encourage each other, declutter our hearts together, and support each other in letting go of everything that separates us from God. May God give us the strength to see every change as an opportunity to come closer to Him. May He help us to declutter our lives and give us the wisdom to recognize what is important and what we need to let go of. And may He give us the perseverance and strength to wait for and work towards His kingdom, which will come as surely as His word is true.